And this is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Snowfall and rain showers that brought a bit of relief to much of Colorado has leveled off, and drought conditions now remain steady across the state. Snowpack in the mountains is below average, and water levels in reservoirs statewide are hovering around 50% full. One-third of the state is experiencing the highest levels of extreme and exceptional drought. After last year's destructive wildfire season, state agencies are expecting fires to start earlier, burn longer, and cause more destruction. CPR's Miguel Otarola has the story.
Drought and dry vegetation means wildfires could start as early as spring in southeast Colorado before moving north up the western slope. Division of Fire Prevention and Control Director Mike Morgan was blunt when he delivered the 2021 Fire Outlook today.
We're having fire years, not fire seasons anymore.
The state will spend $45 million on firefighting this year. Morgan says their main strategy is to detect and control fires quickly, keeping them from becoming as large as the Cameron Peak and East Troublesome fires last year. The state bought a new Firehawk helicopter and signed contracts to use other helicopters and air tankers. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
A sweeping mental health bill is moving through the state legislature. It would fund a wide range of things like prevention, treatment, and extended programs for Coloradans struggling with addiction. Senator Brittany Pennerson sponsored the bill and says it has to be ambitious to overhaul the state's mental health system.
You're not going to solve it with one bill and one headline. This takes, I've always said, 5 to 10 years of work to change a system that has failed so many.
The Behavioral Health Recovery Act of 2021 would restore permanent funding for initiatives for mental health and substance abuse that were cut during the pandemic. And some money would go toward new plans, like a pilot program to improve social and emotional health of Colorado's elementary school students. A chance for a little more winter weather is headed our way tomorrow, especially in the Denver metro and in the mountains. Denver is forecast to be 40 and clear tonight with a slight chance for rain and snow tomorrow. A small chance for snow is forecast for the Central Mountains as well. The rest of the state is particularly dry, with red flag fire warnings in effect for Grand Junction and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.